Blog Talk Radio.
AKA Mr. R&B.
Hey yo, what it do? They call me Hollywood.
And what's going on? It's your girl, Miss Judy.
Judy! Hey. What it do, though?
What's up?
How y'all feeling?
So I feel well. Amazing.
Amazing. Miss Judy, how you feel?
Sober.
Oh. Oh, okay. That's a new beginning for us all.
That's a new one.
Fuck a new beginning. Let's just say congratulations to Benoit.
Double shout out. We need shots. Where the shots at?
Double mint twins.
We got cigars.
Thank you.
Yo,
it's crazy.
He was crazy for a Dutch.
This is my first episode as a father. So,
as a father, and Father's Day is approaching too. You right on time.
It's right around the corner, right?
Right on time, baby.
So listen, I'm gonna let y'all know, right? And Hollywood, don't feel no type of way. And I'm gonna let the listeners know because they probably heard me before, but it's gonna be a different Vanilla on this show right now.
Okay,
I know y'all hear the voice.
Okay, here we go.
This is the daddy voice.
Don't see what the difference going to be, but
the daddy,
this is the daddy voice. This is the daddy
voice.
Hold
on. You're right. You know what?
It's a little bit more smart. I know you can hear me,
I see the difference already.
I know.
You're here.
I know.
That's the difference. You're here.
See?
You're
see?
Never here. So,
I'm showing up.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm showing up. I'm doing
you
the daddy
do it
thing
for
right.
The boys now. You got to do it for the boys. You got to set an example.
Do it for little Saint.
Right. I'm here.
But nah, how does it
that's
feel though?
Different.
Real talk, how does it feel to be a father? For real.
I feel beautiful, man. It's just like, you know, you see things differently. You start thinking about every decision you make, and it's not about mm-hmm. you no more, you know? So for me, it's
right.
just like that perspective just makes everything in the world just a little more beautiful, in my opinion.
Aww.
Definitely. That's what's up, mm-hmm. man. Congratulations again.
Right, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's how Aisha say it.
So,
Aisha say it like this. Congratulations.
That's the Aisha word.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, crazy.
Congratulations.
Yo, let's tell the people
now.
what we gonna be talking about today. Kathy Griffin. We're talking about her, how CNN fired her. It also is a part of our question of the day. I'm going to get to that in a second. Also, Bill Maher. Is it Maher or Mayer?
Maher.
Bill Maher. He has this show called Real Time with Bill Maher, HBO. And he called himself a house nigga on the show the other day.
Oh, shit.
We're going to talk about that. We're talking about Ariana Grande. While we weren't here, there was a bombing in Manchester at one of her concerts right after the concert was over.
Mm-hmm.
But there's someone who's thinking that she was specifically targeted. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Jocelyn Hernandez quitting Love & Hip Hop. Can the show survive without her? Also, Tank performed at DC Gay Pride over last weekend, and he was slammed by his own fans for the performance.
Mm-hmm.
Are they right or whatever? We're gonna talk about that. Also, Brandy collapsed on a flight, and we're gonna talk about that too.
Wow.
A bunch of other shit. But let's get cracking with
right?
the question of the day. I don't know if y'all seen this photo Kathy Griffin put out, and she had the head of Donald Trump with like or a fake head of Donald Trump, and it looked like he was beheaded. And she received wild backlash.
I didn't see the mm-hmm. actual photo because every photo that I was presented with, it was like blurred out.
They covered it. Oh, you never seen it,
Or if it was like a cartoon of it. So I didn't see the actual one. But my imagination would be telling me it would have like fake dripping blood, veins.
It did.
You know. That's what I'm saying. Because for them to blank it out, I haven't seen it.
She posted this photo. I forget. I honestly don't even know what the purpose was behind it. But at the end of the day, she's a comedian, and sometimes comedians cross lines and boundaries. You know, they do things that's a little on the edge. And CNN, she usually corresponds for like New Year's Eve and like, you know, various different gigs. CNN was one of the networks that she worked for, and they fired her behind the photos. So we wondering, were they right to fire her over a joke?
I mean, I feel like a joke is a joke until your nose get broke. But now I feel like, you know, like you said, sometimes comedians might do a little too much, but you got to remember, most of us do hate Trump, but you still have to remember he is our president and he does have to have respect. We still have to respect him regardless if you like him or not. So there's boundaries.
But I don't know about the firing
of her. I mean, she's not there every night. It's not like she's an anchor every single night. So
yeah.
I don't think that she should really lose too much sleep. Depends on how much they pay, but, you know.
Right. But no, do you think they were right to fire her over this photo?
I mean, I don't know what their position is with the whole Trump thing. So, I mean, but I don't know. I don't think I have an opinion on this one, honestly.
What?
I think that I don't think, I mean, at the end of the day, they could do what they want, really, but I think they took it a little too far. I think they just wanted to set an example. I feel like a lot of times when the internet responds before anybody can even get a hold of any situation, I think a lot of times people react off of pressure because it's kind of like, oh, damn, the internet is going in right now. Like, we got to react. We got to do something. Or they feel like they're going to lose viewers if they don't.
Right.
But I just feel like it's a little hypocritical because Trump does a lot of things. A lot of people do a lot of shit to people, and they still got their jobs, and they still got their
right.
shows and stuff.
I was going to say that, too.
Why all of a sudden this was too far? Like Trump even
Maybe
made a statement recently about how no other president has ever been mistreated or treated unfairly as much as him. Like, what? Were you not there for the 8 years Obama was in office? Even him
exactly.
himself disrespected Obama, asking for birth certificates and all this craziness, but you want to be treated so delicately.
Oh my God, this is what she did?
Yep.
Jesus, that's a little too much. That's
this
crazy.
The thing. I feel like when you live in a place like we live right now, in a climate where people are willing to do anything for attention, a lot of the images, and I think what this really is that CNN knows the power of imagery, and they understand how important it is for people to not see certain things. And as much as they're in television, they can understand how damaging this could be to people's, how can I put it? People are willing to go wherever they feel like they can go. So you want to kind of limit the options when it comes to the possibilities in their mind. You get what I'm saying? So I think CNN had to make a decision to make that example that this is not okay.
Maybe they took it as a threat as well.
It could have been.
They did, and I mean, rightfully so. I mean, if it was anybody else, a regular Joe that posted a picture like this, of course they're going to take it as like, wait, hold on, we got to investigate this, because you never know at the end of the day. But that's one thing, to investigate it and realize, oh, it was just a joke, versus they treating it like she legit did it, or like, I don't know, I just don't feel like she should have lost her job behind it. But
right,
I'm gonna read some responses from people on our social media. Instagram, Maryland's 123 said absolutely not. Was 45 fired for his jailed image of Hillary? No. 45 family thin skinned. Kathy has right of free speech. Free funny speech. Psycho Mood 321, no, she's a comedian. Joan Rivers was the shock value of America, and it was funny. So people must go on with their lives and complain about the real enemy. TR Hump Day says Donald Trump approves, whatever that means. I'm gonna read some more responses too, but
Trump.
Oh no,
Trump.
I just feel like.
His name is Trump, like Hump Trump.
And Trump, they're trying to spin it to make it like, oh, the son, Trump's son, he got like a 10-year-old son or something like that. How Barron seen the photo
no
and he's traumatized. Knowing
yeah,
damn well
seen
he don't
it.
Watch
they probably
TV.
Showed it. They probably showed it to him. That's why.
He did not see that photo. They just want to twist it to make it seem even worse. Like, oh, the kids.
Absolutely.
Traumatizing. Like, shut up. That little guy is not watching no TV.
Shut it up.
Listen,
shut it up.
I don't even have a TV, and I saw that picture. That's anybody with Instagram might have saw that picture.
Yeah, but you think 10-year-old Barron, given the position he's in, given the all of the disrespect and craziness that's going on in the world, his father's president, you think they giving this 10-year-old access to see this stuff?
They shouldn't even give Trump access after this shit that he has.
Right. This man's still tweeting.
Right.
Day to day. Responding to petty stuff. Crazy. So, a few more responses for the question of the day. Was CNN right to fire Kathy Griffin over the Trump photo? Meg CA said yes. Mad exclamation marks. Tristan Sanchez says, is their company their choice? AC Bradley 420 said no. Tatiana said nope. And Karen Monroe Fisher said no. So far, most of the people are saying no. Majority of the people. We'll get into some more responses throughout the show. You guys are welcome to chime in at any point. 646-716-8544. Let us know what you think about any of the topics. Press 1. Let's move on to somebody else who still currently has their job, and they just did something a little out of line. Bill Maher, referring to himself as a house nigga on live TV.
Why is his name pronounced Maher if it's obviously spelled Mayor? He just made his own shit up, huh?
Right? So he was doing this show Real Time with Bill Maher, and he had I forget who's the guy he had on. I want to say he was a senator, and they were talking about Halloween, I want to say. Somehow it ended up where the senator guy said something like, oh, we want to come have you work on the fields with us one day. Something like that. And Bill Maher looked. He said, oh, senator. He said, oh, no, I'm a house nigga. And the audience, like, just started laughing. And he's like, nah, it's a joke. It's a joke. They started applauding and all that. But really? What y'all thought? Did y'all see that first?
No, I didn't see it. I don't know.
I saw the clip of it.
What you thought?
I thought the way he said it reminded me of Larry Wilmore, actually. I don't know if you remember when Larry Wilmore said it to Obama.
No.
Yeah, he said, you did it, my, I think it was like the, I can't remember exactly how he said it, but he said it in that little thing that he, it was like a kind of congratulatory speech that he made to Obama, whatever. I felt like the way that Bill Maher said it was in that same way, but I think a lot of people don't understand that even as much as we want to say anybody can use the word, if you put the ER at the end of it, it's different and all that type of shit, it's just like,
no different.
For certain people, that word is not for us. Period. It don't matter how you say it. Certain people, the word is not for. It's not okay. Period. It's not about a racist thing. It's not about, you know, it's unfair and all that type of, it's a lot of shit that happened that was unfair. We can't harp on
and
everything.
It's stuff that we still
things.
Can't forget.
Exactly. So it's just like, you can't say certain things. I feel it should be, I don't know what the consequences for that was, but I don't know that it was handled harshly enough, in my opinion. But I don't know what they did. I didn't hear too much about
it. If a black man said it wouldn't really be a big deal, but being that he's white, it's like you shouldn't utter the word.
But honestly, I still feel like given where it happened at, and it was live TV, so there was no censor button ready or nothing, because it's live. So
right.
I feel like even if a black person was to say it, he would have still got dragged through the mud.
Not as much.
Shit. Just the fact, not because he has the right to say it, just because it was live television, they would have been like, oh, we're going to get sued by, you know, yada, yada. Like, it would have been a much bigger deal. So a lot of people are calling for HBO to fire him. To not even air another episode of Real Time with Bill Maher. This comes on every Friday night.
Okay.
Live.
Diablo.
Do y'all think he should be fired or reprimanded?
I think they can do that to Kathy Griffin, then why not?
Then why not?
I feel the same way. He apologized, of course. the same as Kathy Griffin. That didn't help her job, but he said, Friday nights are always my worst nights of sleep because I'm up reflecting on things I should or shouldn't have
wow.
said on my live show. Last night, a particularly long night, as I regret the word I used in a banter of a live moment. The word was offensive, and I regret saying it, and I'm very sorry.
And you should.
What's funny is
Go ahead.
I was gonna say what's funny is when I first seen this clip, I sent it to a few people I know, like in direct message, like, wait, did this really happen? And surprisingly, a lot of people weren't surprised. Someone even told me, he always says stuff out of line, but he loves black people, especially black women, someone said. And I was just thinking, even with that, I was like, I still don't know. Like, that's still not, that doesn't make it okay.
But maybe he feels comfortable.
Uh-huh. Even comments, people were saying like, he get a pass. Some people felt like Bill Maher, whatever that
was. Ain't no pass, bitch.
Get a pass, because apparently he's a cool white guy. Apparently. I don't know.
If I may interrupt.
Yeah, I heard something come about that he dated a couple black women.
If I may interrupt for a second, the producer, Joe Stacy.
Please.
If you can read the message that I just sent to the messenger.
Okay.
And you can read what David Alan Greer just said based on what we're all talking about right now.
So
David Alan Greer commented on this. He's saying, he says, Bill Maher may know black pussy, but he doesn't know black people.
Wow. 2 points for David Alan Greer. That doesn't give you a pass, bro.
Yeah, that's
no,
that's,
no
that's,
pass. No pass. No pass.
Yeah.
It's his decision on who he chooses to put his ding-a-ling in. But, and I say ding-a-ling because that's what he got, a ding-a-ling, probably. But that's just because you decide to put your ding-a-ling in some good cooch don't mean you can talk about us or you can refer to yourself as a Negro or whatever the case may be.
Yes. Jeez.
So let's move on. I'll explain something to you about
both of these situations. I have to be 100% honest. This is the first time I'm even having a conversation about these things because realistically, it's just like if it was the other way around and it was something else, like another way, if you will, if it makes sense, it probably wouldn't be questionable. The punishments would be way worse, probably, and it would be a different story altogether. So I couldn't really care enough about both of the people's stupid decisions and consequences that they have to deal with. Because they're professionals and because they've been in the business for a long time, it's less of an excuse for them to do something stupid like they did in both instances. Because at the end of the day, you got to think about this. And you could tell that he thought about it before he said it. And he knew it was something kind of crazy to say. But he probably just wanted to push the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's not cool. And on Kathy Griffin, and even after you take the picture like that in a joke or in a funny way, you still went and got the thing edited. You still put it out there. You took too many steps for me to feel sorry for what happened. It's not an impulse type of thing.
A lot of people don't
get second chances in life. So when it comes to the jobs, I'm not too I don't care enough, should I say, to have much of an opinion on either. I just feel like it was very poor decisions made by people.
True that.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Sorry for the CNN on CNN duty.
I thought you was reading a teleprompter for a second.
Not yet. I was gonna say CNN, but not yet.
Okay. Not yet.
Later on in the show.
Let's talk about let's talk about Tank. You know the R&B guy Tank. So he performed at the LGBT Gay Pride concert or whatever it was in D.C. over Memorial Weekend. Now let me paint the picture for y'all in case y'all didn't see this. Tank is on stage and he got his shirt off. He's like oiled up and he's like, you know, doing his thing. How he would do if he was performing for ladies, which he's known to do. And he's like grinding and gyrating and singing the same love songs, but it's for a bunch of gay men. A lot of his core fans didn't take too kindly to it, and they went on social media pretty much bashing him for doing this performance. What do y'all think? Do y'all think right, wrong?
I think a performance is a performance no matter who you're performing for. But which brings me to this question here. Would you guys perform for a crowd of gay people? And would you do the same like Benoit to have this little act?
Oh, let me tell you, before you get the whole question out there, I'm gonna just say this. I would definitely, for me, I've performed for a crowd of gay people there was a majority gay guys in the crowd. I didn't even know what the situation was before I performed there. But to be honest, if I'd known what the situation was, I'd have probably performed anyway because I was performing as a favor to a friend of mine. And to be honest, my music is for ladies, and I don't really make music that caters to that type of crowd. But it doesn't mean that they can't feel it if they heard it. You know what I'm saying? So
I can
perform.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to get sexy for that performance. That's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking no clothes off. I'm not doing no.
There won't be no breakdown.
It's not gonna be that type of situation.
No one's getting pulled up on stage.
I feel like you see how you said you don't make songs that cater to, you know, the gay community or whatever the case may be.
Not necessarily.
Or whatever. I feel like love is love, and
I'm not saying in terms of that. I'm just saying I make music when I hey girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm singing hey girl. I'm a man singing to a girl. I'm
What's
just
up
saying
what I'm
that,
look like,
that's girl? Not. I'm not. Some of them consider themselves girls, really, and some of them got that. And this is my thing, right? Them same Tank fans, right? I wonder if some of them are the same ones that fight for gay rights or feel like gays should have the right to be able to be, if they are want to identify as women, should be women. Because at the end of the day, if that is the case, it would be kind of hypocritical of them if they could support a man being considered a woman, absolutely, and then have an issue with Tank performing for that woman, if it makes sense.
Well,
so that's
that
my thing about it. But
I feel
you know, I digress.
I feel like there's no problem in him performing for the LGBT community. It's just I think that the outrage was when he took his clothes off with a little oil screen. Oiled down. I think that's really most of the issue.
Yeah,
but as long as he's not being touched, that's like somebody stripping, but you're not being touched. Nobody's like having sex with you. Nobody's putting their finger inserting their finger into your body. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's the difference that you know they're not touching him. Okay, that's fine. But I think the most outrage came from him taking off his shirt and being all greased up like a Thanksgiving freaking. Piece of meat.
Right, and you know what the thing is too, I think that if it was the other way around, people might have that same sense of outrage almost, because if you had an artist who was known to be gay and this artist was pretty much putting on a performance acting like he was straight, you know what I'm saying, like singing to women and doing all that type of stuff, but you know he's gay, I feel like it'd be a very controversial thing. And it would be like something that would make headlines. So I understand how it flipped around the other way. And I think people should look at it in that way and not in a way that says that people don't believe that Tank should support gay people or, you know, perform at an event where gay people are. It's just when you're doing certain things a certain way and you have a core fan base, it's confusing and kind of misleading because you're a straight man in a relationship and it's known. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're in a relationship with a woman, and that's known. So when you're performing, and with a performance that would suggest that it's something other than that, it's almost like, I think the issue is more about you being, coming off as fake, as opposed to coming off gay in a straight setting, or straight in a gay setting. I don't know what the, how people view it, but I think the fake part about it is more what's bothering people, in my opinion, from what
right.
I see.
I think it, Tank always has shown support publicly for LGBT community, and I feel like, I think, like Ms. Judy said, I think a lot of the backlash come from him, you know, the shirt off and really going there. But from Tank's point of view, he's probably thinking like, fuck it, I'm doing this show, I'm gonna give the people what they wanna see. They probably paid him like who knows how much money, and he probably just like, is it check, is it performance, like Ms. Judy said,
right.
Nobody's touching him. He's just on the stage doing his thing. A lot of the people who is upset probably don't support LGBT. They probably don't. Those are the people who probably are like completely against it.
I don't think so.
So that's probably where that come from, where that came from. But you guys should see some of these comments. Some of these women are really upset.
Yeah.
That
because they probably like, damn, we can't even have Tank. They taking
right,
everything.
Right. Right. But see, that's like I said, is that hypocritical thing. But I understand it 100%.
One person made a great comment. Tank. They said Tank is gay for performing at Pride, but Migos is homophobic for not wanting to perform with gays. Can't win. And that's
mm-hmm.
true, because you turn it down, it's like, oh, word. Like, so it's kind of like, what are you gonna do? But like Benoit said, just don't get so sexy with it. Like, just do a regular.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Just
do
sing
a
your song.
Keep your shirt on and get the
you
fuck
know.
Out of there. You gotta call us 570. All
right,
call
let's
what's
take
going
it.
On?
What
Hello,
up, what happy up? Sunday, everybody. God bless.
Wait,
what's up,
man?
How's it going?
Hey, not much. You guys were talking about a lot of fascinating things, and, you know, I still can't wrap my mind around the idea that there's still artists out there, you know, musical and in the entertainment business that, like, some refuse to work with people who are openly gay. I mean, it's 2017.
Right.
It's just ridiculous. And I kind of think that part of the solution to that problem is to pay them no mind, you know, because through, you know, weaning them out of our society and that whole mindset, we'll just get rid of that whole mental block that we're dealing with. That's kind of where I'm at with it. I don't know what you guys think, but.
No,
well,
I agree.
You know what I think in defense of certain artists not wanting to perform with artists that are gay, right, openly gay. I think a lot of that comes from just growing up in a certain culture, one, not making that an excuse, but just letting that be known as the reason. And two, certain religious beliefs that people might have outside of artistry. Because certain things, and what I realize in the industry, you have a lot of people who might be gangster rappers or the hardest people, but when you ask them about their religious beliefs, they're very heavy into, you know, Christianity, or they really believe in God or have a strong base. And faith.
Well,
and although certain
this.
Things that they
oh,
do,
sorry,
certain things that they do, they might not be 100% on the right path, but everybody has those things that they feel are justifiable because they do other things the right way. So you might have certain sins that you think are less impactful than others, and other sins you feel are more damaging and you can't recover from. So
right.
A lot of people have their own different ways of justifying what they do, and unfortunately, in my opinion, I feel that spills over into their professional life, being artists and not wanting to promote a certain lifestyle that they feel is not right with their spirit, if it makes sense.
Yeah, it does, but it's also, it just goes back to what you were talking about earlier. I mean, that's just total fake then. I mean, if you're the hardest gangster rapper and behind the scenes you're you know, at church every Sunday. I mean, you're just fooling your customer base. I mean, if you're and so on and so forth from there. But you guys were talking earlier about fakeness, and I'm actually a big fan of Ed Sheeran, and I ended up getting backstage passes to a concert of his that he played in St. Louis a while back. And, you know, just like you were talking before, he's out there singing to the ladies and grabbing their hands and things like that, and these women are just melting in his hand. And then after the show was over, he ended up sucking my cock backstage, and I blew a nut all over his face.
What?
And it was just fantastic when I jerked off all over Ed Sheeran. And it was fantastic and wonderful because, I mean, backstage he was really sucking cock the entire time. But then
Whoa. It
goes into fake stuff. He's, you know, singing to the ladies after he was just blowing me for 45
right.
minutes,
and,
you know.
And that's exactly what cum
glazed
I mean.
His entire
that.
Face.
You
see,
see
how,
something
like, you see how that can make him be somebody that people might not want to listen to his music anymore?
Well, that and, you know, that too. And then his roadies started joining in, and I started to think, like, okay, this guy is totally fake because everybody within his posse was just sucking cock backstage. And, you know, and myself included. So it was awesome. And, I mean, you guys really hit the nail on the head before when you were talking about fakeness, because that's really what it comes down to with fake stuff.
Let me tell you, I'm so speechless. Thank you so much for calling in.
I'm glad his entire face. I should have been there and saw it. I busted a huge nut. It went in his eyes, kind of in his nose, too.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for calling in.
Wondering if I had to give him mouth to mouth to bring him back to life, but
wow.
I was saying it was just absolutely
you
fantastic.
You should have called for our segment of what blows mine with
hilarious.
That one. Fake
right?
people, and then you could have used
Yo,
that as my. An example.
You could
have
just
have a good
and said Ed Sheeran.
Have a good day.
Thank you for calling in.
No, yo, I can't breathe right now. What the fuck was that?
But you know what? Let me explain this to you. For all of y'all who's out there listening, this is the Hollywood and Friends show, okay? Everybody has a voice. We're not shutting down anybody's story. If you have a story to tell, we want to hear it. And we want to promote you
exactly.
and support you as much as possible.
Exactly.
And we don't want to discriminate against anybody because we don't know. Some people are out there lying, but some people are out there telling the truth. So, hey, what can we do, right? We don't know this guy.
Wow.
But thank you for calling in. You know, have a blessed Sunday. We appreciate the information on such a day.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
That
Talk
was
about
hilarious.
Not being ready. I was not ready. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Dude.
I don't know how we can, but okay.
But you know what's crazy? Because that. Okay. No, I'm not.
Nah,
that's off.
Go ahead.
Off
go ahead
we're going to talk about that off air. Yeah, but. Right.
Sheesh. All right. So Jocelyn Hernandez pretty much quit Love & Hip Hop publicly. She posted a picture and she put the little hashtag thing on it. And she said, fuck Mona Scott. Mona Scott is the, you know, the head of the whole Love & Hip Hop situation. She said, make your next move your best move. F you pay me, something like that. And she said, "I quit." Do you think this show can last?
I think the show can last without her. One monkey does not ruin the whole show because that's basically what they are to Mona. I love Jocelyn, but I think she's got too big headed for her own good. And three, we will not be seeing any more material from Jocelyn unless it's in the media because that's just where she came from, basically. Like, you know, but it had to be something real serious because she's been on there for a minute. She started on the show and she's still there to this day. Well, not anymore, but you know what I mean. So she must have gotten tired of it, but this was her platform to do whatever she's doing. Her music is trash. I mean, she got a little workout thing going. Maybe that'll work for her, you know, because she does have a tone-fit body. So she does have this new 24-day workout plan. Maybe that'll be her new feel. Who knows? But other than that,
right.
I don't think that she'll be in anything else unless it's like a blog.
Well, sir.
Jocelyn is, like you said, she was on the show for so many years. I believe she's one of the highest paid people on the show now. And maybe she wanted more. Maybe Mona wasn't really with it. And maybe that's why she quit. I don't know. But do you think she can, wait, Vinod, first, do you have a,
what an opinion
think?
On it?
Do you think? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I
know you already
quit. I don't really. That's not really my field.
Yeah. let's take this caller real quick, and then we'll continue what we was about to say. But caller, I'm not sure what area code this is from. But what up? What up? What's your name and where you from?
What's going on?
Hi.
What's going
what's
on?
Going on. What's your name, man?
John Conquest.
John. Yo, who's this guy?
Did you?
Okay,
you
what's up, John? What's
concert?
Going on?
Talk about is rape.
You want to talk about what? Excuse me?
I always walk around out here in Texas with my strap on.
What?
Okay. And what about it?
Okay, so I think that's the same guy from the Ed Sheeran concert.
Yeah, I think we might have needed more context, John, but we appreciate your call.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
I know he said Texas
just because...
and then he said strap, so I wasn't too sure whether he meant in one way or another.
Okay.
Yeah, but
yeah, Jocelyn, so I feel like, do you think, the other question I was going to ask you, Miss Judy, do you think she can branch out on her own and do her own show? Think she have enough?
I mean, I don't know. I can't, I wouldn't say no and I wouldn't say yes because I only know what I see on TV. So I don't know what her connections are, who has offered her any connections. Maybe somebody did offer a show. That's why she's out. She's doing what she's doing. So who knows?
True. I know she was wanting a sit down with Oprah. She was like,
Oprah is not going to give her no time again.
That's what she wants, a sit down with Oprah.
You don't think Oprah will give her a platform?
No. No.
I could see it. I think
absolutely
I
could
see it.
Not.
I think I could see it.
Absolutely not.
I mean, she's popular enough.
I think it's less about her being popular and more about the fact that she came where she came from and what her potential is, you know.
All right, she came from where she came from, but where is she going?
That's the whole thing. We can't criticize somebody about where they're going if we're not willing to help them get to the place we feel like they could get to. And we have the opportunity to help
them. All right, so what place do you think? Okay, so what place do you think Oprah feels like she could get to?
She could become a motivational speaker. She could become somebody who, you know, young women.
Motivational
who are
speaker? Are you freaking
yeah.
kidding me? Do you hear how she speaks? Do you hear how she speaks?
That's a speech therapy class.
Anybody gonna understand her?
They
motivational
could.
Motivational my ass.
Listen, you have to have an open mind. You gotta be willing to.
Yeah.
She can't even
people,
say
man.
Her baby father name right, and she
damn.
Gonna be an old motivational speaker, Stevie. Come on.
You never know, stranger things have happened.
I mean, she came from the from where she came from to the where she is now. You gotta give her that much.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I feel like
I mean, yeah, she has come a long way from the strip club to daytime TV for a couple of days to her own music videos to her mother
mm-hmm.
to okay, I get that, but it's not like she was on, some real shit. This is reality TV. Like, oh, are you fucking kidding me?
But that's reality. that's a start. Reality TV is a start. Going to do anything. Look at
we're
Trump.
Not talking.
Oh.
End him, please.
Okay.
Let's end him, please. End him.
We're gonna let's get into a song real quick. I need a some water or something for these last few minutes. Let's get into a song real quick. When we come back, we're gonna talk about this Ariana Grande bombing and why this one former jihadist was revealing that she was targeted specifically by ISIS. Also, Brandy collapsing on a Delta flight. We're gonna talk about that. And this Biggie Moore mural that the new Brooklyn residents are trying to get taken down and why. All that after we play. Let's get into So Fly. It's myself featuring this guy right here, Benoit.
Yes, sir.
Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio with Greg Bizak. Hollywood.com, never miss the mixtape. that right there is on it, featuring Benoit. So let's talk about Ariana Grande. Manchester, 2 weeks ago or so, week and a half, concert, and then there was a bombing right outside the concert as it was letting out. Like, 22 people died. A lot more people were injured. This one guy, former jihadist, is claiming that why Ariana Grande was targeted. He's suggesting that ISIS, who took responsibility for it, is saying, I mean, basically hates everything that Ariana Grande represents for young women. Like, just like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, confidence and like, sexiness and all that type of stuff. And also he's saying that they knew that targeting young kids, that they knew they would get the emotional response that they were looking for, aside from, you know, the media coverage and all that.
Well,
what y'all think though about that whole situation?
I think that was very sad.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate.
Yes, I think that was out of line. Like, I think that was fucked up. Sorry, excuse my language, but it really was. Cause we just recently came from a concert, and I took my daughter, and I would hate to imagine anything like that would happen. And then here you have parents that thinking that their kids are gonna be okay, dropping them off, not thinking like,
right,
oh, I should be more, you know, aware of their surroundings or whatever the case may be, or be there with them. And this happens. Like, this is the last thing some of them think would happen to their children. You know, especially
right,
the fact that they waited so long for this day to come to die.
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
Part of me feel like, I feel like ISIS takes responsibility for any and everything. I don't know if they really got, like, facts that the people who do a lot of these things are even really associated with that group, that particular group. I feel like ISIS came in on the scene, I recall, maybe, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? When was the first time we heard the term, like, ISIS? Like, now all of a sudden, every little thing is ISIS. Like,
are you saying
I'm
that they're
pretty
hard to
sure
believe?
Yes, I'm pretty sure they are, have been extremists and sick people way before ISIS even came formed, I should say.
Absolutely.
I just feel like they are gonna always just take responsibility for things. Like,
now.
Yeah, just like, oh, we did it. Like, I don't know. But
what do you think? I don't think
some...
that, I don't know. At first I didn't think that they did it until they like confirmed it. So honestly,
no,
at first I didn't think they had anything to do
was...
with it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't think they would. I don't think they would confirm something like that if it wasn't true.
Right, right.
Wait, you talking
what
about
I'm
ISIS?
Saying is I didn't think that they did it until they confirmed it.
Right, right.
Because when
they
said
didn't think it was ISIS at first, I just thought it was like
when they said that, a fan. Right, when they first said, "Oh, such and such happened," my whole thing, I'm thinking of, "Oh, this is just another distraction for
right,
whatever's
right,
been about to happen." That's how I thought about it. So it's
yeah,
just like, I didn't think. And then when they confirm, oh, yeah, we had something to do with this, it's like, oh, okay.
But I still feel like they just saying that, like, at the end of the day.
To scare,
like,
to
what,
scare
what do you
everyone?
Think would be the motivation?
To make fear, like Judy said, to make them seem more than
okay,
they may be.
Right. What did you say?
You hearing that part, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's crazy. And last night, I think, the London Bridge, a guy mowed down people in a car, and I heard, like, stabbed some people or some shit. Like,
what?
I haven't heard ISIS yet, but I'm pretty sure they're saying they did it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. I feel like no one's safe anywhere. Like, I don't
anywhere.
Feel like you should take, like, stop living your life at the end of the day. What's going to happen is going to happen. But I think maybe their goal is to try to make people, like, not do nothing anymore. Like, not go to concerts.
I don't think that's what it is. I think maybe it's a call for people to listen to what their cause might be. You know, they might really have an issue with the way Ariana Grande presents herself and what that might mean to young ladies. Maybe that's something that they feel like they're really passionate about, and they want people to pay attention to it. You know, I don't think
At the end of the day, I wonder, do they even, like, what is their cause? Like, what are they trying to say?
It's like, it's
I never heard of
New York.
I feel like this is the idea of being extremist. The idea of being extremist is like, you know, in any situation, in any argument or whatever, it's like you want somebody to understand your side or understand that you're right. And everybody believes that they're right in whatever they believe in. If they didn't believe it was right, they wouldn't believe it. You know, so with them, I think it's one of those things where they're willing to go harder to prove what their point is. And a lot of the time when you try to do something like that, you don't see how you could be hurting people in the process and causing more damage than the damage you think is already going on.
They don't care about who they hurting.
Yeah,
because apparently.
It's crazy.
Apparently.
It's crazy. But I do know it's going to change the way concerts are held now. Like, it's going to be, like, it's probably going to be like going through the airport now, going through, going to concerts. Even though I don't think the guy was technically in the concert, but it's still, they're going to have perimeters for blocks away now. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's crazy.
Which would make sense with an artist, Ariana Grande's caliber.
Right. They actually had a benefit concert today, to raise money for the for Manchester and for the victims, with Ariana Grande and who else? Usher, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, a few other people. But yeah, so let's move on to the last thing, well, two last things before we get into what blows my mind is Brandy on a flight from Los Angeles to New York, and she passed out before the plane took off, and they like rushed her off the plane, and people were fearing the worst. Obviously, they rushed her to the hospital and all that. But she regained consciousness like in the process of before they even got her out of the airport or whatever.
Right.
Y'all heard about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
I didn't hear anything about it, actually.
Oh, no? Yeah, so...
Nope.
Apparently, it was from... Well, I don't know if it was exhaustion. They didn't use that term, but her people released a statement saying something along the lines of she's been, like, doing a lot of traveling or whatever, and I guess it just caught up to her.
Right.
But it's like, yikes. When you think about it, like.
She just fell on the floor because she wanted them to drag her. I was chilling. I just came back from vacation. I was hoping the motherfuckers was about to drag me. I was waiting. I was just waiting. Had my seatbelt off ready. Like, which one of these bitches is going to drag me? I told my daughter, I was like, don't be scared if mommy get dragged, right? Now, let me stop. I hope she's all right, though. I hope she's all right. She probably getting on her
grind. She's good. They say she was resting now and all that, but I don't know. Like, some people are just prone to, like, you know, passing out and stuff. Maybe she's one of those people.
Well, maybe no. Maybe the time zone's finally caught up. She's probably said, bitch, it's 2 o'clock. Go to sleep. Bam.
No, real. That's real.
Yo, I'm finished.
You deprive yourself of sleep. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. You have to sleep. Sleep is, you have to sleep.
Definitely.
And
that
I work
day
a crazy schedule
back.
During the week. Now, the day I came back, I went out. I ain't even gonna hold you.
I got an hour of sleep and went to work. Like, crazy.
No, you know what? I did go to sleep because my flight came in at 4:36. I did sleep. And then I went to the strip club. In the bar.
Crazy.
You know.
All right, last but not least, let's talk about this Biggie mural. How you say it?
Mural.
Mural. Like mayor. Mural. It's up on, I forget the streets, but it's in right in the area where Biggie is from
grew up.
And a lot of the, you know, that area is super gentrified right now. And a lot of the people that's living there now, once the mural removed, saying it brings too much attention and crowds. And now the landlord, the building that it's painted on, the side of, the landlord wants them to pay $12.50 a month to keep it up.
Well, yeah, the thing he said he wanted to put windows in that section of the building. That's the
There's
thing.
Windows there, though.
So, no, there's windows there, but he wants to put more windows there. So, you know, he's like, okay, I won't get rid of it, but you have to pay me this. Because that's probably what he would make if he put the windows there. He probably could up the rent and make that extra amount of money a month. So maybe that's, he wants that difference.
Oh, no. Like, he had to give them the okay to even put this shit up.
That's
to begin
just his
with, right?
Excuse. Yeah, that's just his excuse to get paid off of something that's making, causing, you know, a scene, causing a crowd. Oh, y'all want to be coming and look at my building? Okay, you still want this here? Hey, you got to pay me for it. That's his way
Crazy.
Of getting paid for it. That's it. He said they could do it for free. Now he sees all the attention that it's getting, so now he wants to get paid off of it. That's all that that is. Greed. New York City greed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are calling for Diddy to step up and pay the man. Seeing as getting
I say
his,
take it to the court.
Association. They'll probably lose.
I say, but it is his building, so he can do whatever he wants to do. But just know this, once that mural comes down, it's on, baby.
Facts. Someone on Instagram said if they take Biggie off that wall, people are going to be out there breaking people windows and shit.
You see? You see? They're going to probably burn that building down.
And we're not promoting none of that, and we're not supporting none of that.
Oh, definitely
so
not. Definitely not.
Keep it safe. Keep it safe.
Yeah. Don't do that. All right. Let's get into what blows mind. It's the part of the show we say gets under our skin, what irks our nerves. Call us up right now or press one. Let's get that theme music. Pop. Shut up. What blows mind, like I said, is the part of the show we say what gets under our skin, works our nerves. What have you saying, bruh? Really? 646-716-8544 or press 1 right now. Right now, Miss Judy.
Why are you all, listen, this is what I don't understand. When it's time to start the show, Benoit goes first, and he's never here. But when it's
we
time for some angry
it.
Shit, this is blowing mind. Here go right here. This blows mind. You want it? You got it. But when
know,
it's
I'll
some angry
first.
Stuff, it's too late. I'm already telling you what blows mind, so there's no way that you can go first. You understand what I'm saying? When it's some angry shit, Y'all go, Miss Judy. Like, why do I have to be the one with the problems? I ain't have a problem to just now.
Oh, we know what you got.
We need you to set it off.
I did.
Word. We know what you got.
You know,
let's see what this new father got.
You know what blows mine?
What blows yours?
When you just want to have fun and play with your kids all the every time you see them, but they always just sleeping. All they doing is eating and sleeping.
Not even one of them.
Just like your kid. I mean, they switch, but it's just like, damn. You know, why can't y'all just be grown enough to be throwing balls around and all that right now?
Don't worry, the time is coming. You're gonna have a lot of what blows mine in about 2 years.
They sleep too much. That blows mine. When kids sleep too much, those gonna be the new things that blow mine.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you like this: you got two. I'm gonna say enjoy the sleep time,
word.
Okay? Because
while I can,
soon
right?
It's gonna be like, yo, when you gonna go to sleep? You gonna be shaking
right,
them
right.
to death. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Double time, okay? Well,
oh,
that baby
no.
fat you got is going to be gone. So
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, enjoy. Wait till they start talking. You know, I had to tell my daughter one time. I was like, listen, I know you just started talking and everything, but you got to be quiet, mommy. You got to.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Got to chill out.
Just enjoy it. Because this right now is like, all right, you still, you know, in the stages of your life where you got the calm. Because the
mm-hmm.
storm is coming, baby.
The storm
it's
is on the way.
Yes.
Facts.
And you
yeah.
got, like, Hurricane Katrina because you got two.
Mm.
Facts.
When they start, you're going to be like, go to sleep.
And they're not going to be sleeping at the same time.
At all. You're going to have one, baby. But enjoy it because it goes fast. I wish my baby was still a baby. All of that, you look back and you laugh, but you
right.
have many laughs. Enjoy
mm-hmm.
it, enjoy it. It's beautiful.
I will.
It's so beautiful. Yes, it's so beautiful, even though it's annoying.
But
you enjoy the sleep. Enjoy the sleep. I'm telling you, enjoy the sleep. Enjoy the sleep.
Facts. Him and Judy go with the Wii TV moment. You see
TLC.
Don't make me get Lifetime. Don't make me get Lifetime, okay?
We got it all here.
Yo,
anyway,
here.
What blows yours?
What blows mine is prank callers.
Oh, right? Like, why? Why do you
pervert, perverted blank prank prank callers. This
yo,
nigga probably was jerking off while
he was
on the phone with us.
Did you hear how passionate he was about telling that story, though?
Super.
Right. Who was that?
Y'all was just like, nah, this is crazy.
He's crazy.
He was going
said
a little
he was
too hard with that.
Like, no.
He was ready. He was. He had that line right on up. Like, yo, what's funny is a lot of times when we get callers, I immediately think, like, what's crazy about to happen? Like, what is this person about to say? And
mm-hmm.
sometimes they're normal. And this guy started
right.
off normal. So he went backstage with Ed Sheeran. And
wow.
then the next guy texts with the strap on, like, bruh. But,
sound
yo, you
like
know what else blows mine? Yeah. You know what else blows mine?
I thought it was
you know...
my turn.
Oh,
it is.
Dude, you
are kind of skipping the line right now.
Nah, nigga, mad. He wanted to be skipping.
Wait, I'm going to say, I think sometimes those callers, when they call, when they're pranking, they forget that we're not run by, you know, we don't have the same rules as, like, broadcast TV where we can't cuss. So I think
oh,
sometimes
right,
they're trying
right.
to, trying
so
to mess
trying
you up.
To, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, to get you cut off air, but it's like, it doesn't matter for us.
Fail.
They why? Must not hear my mouth then. They must not hear
and
I mean, I'm just
I
curious.
Think a lot
or they
of
just want
to
be heard. I don't know, but
I think a lot of these callers don't realize that. I think a lot of these callers don't realize that we from Brooklyn. So a lot of that
mm-hmm.
stuff they're talking about is not that you're doing it to yourself, my brother.
Dead ass.
Dead ass.
Facts. Dead ass.
Facts.
So, anyway, Judy, go ahead. What blows yours?
Nah, you ain't say nothing.
Oh, I hate bad callers. Like
bad
callers? Yeah, people who call you.
Is that a motorcycle?
And be like, yo, I call you right back. Or people and be talking to other people in the background. Or call you like we said before just because they're going somewhere. Or people that call you and their phone is fucked up. I just hate. Or people that text you and tell you to call them. It's like.
Facts. Facts. All of the above.
It's like, yo, what are you doing? Why would you call me? Or when you call them, they answer the phone and be like, yo, I'll call you right back. Why you ain't just not answer and call me when you was ready?
Nah, I
do that.
Nah, low key, I do that, but I feel like that's more respectful than.
Well, I'd rather you just be like, yo, or just be like, I call you right back. But you call, you listen, and then you be like, yo, I'll call you right back because I'm. Why you ain't just say, because now I'm comfortable. Now I got to call somebody else.
now you're in conversation mode.
Yo, sometimes you got to just try to, what's the word? You got to try to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, dang, I can't think of it. Where you got to, like, see what the person is calling about first.
About, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, for me,
then,
I do like, that with, like, family.
Certain people
friends,
I'll accept it. Certain people, I'll accept it. You know what I'm saying? I'll accept that. But
you're like, oh, you just want to talk about bullshit? All right, I'm going to call you back, y'all. I'm
going to call you back. Make you tight.
But no.
Like, oh, that wasn't important to you?
I think that was pretty much it for me.
Oh, word? You tapped out?
Oh, yeah.
One and done? One and done?
Get out of here.
I'm blessed.
I'm real and blessed.
Yo, you know what blows mine? You see on Instagram every girl with that new bra, that new strapless, backless bra.
Oh, yeah.
And they call it, I forget what it's called. But
I tried to find one, but I couldn't find it.
Yo,
I wanted to buy it that day.
Some of these girls with the 36 double Z, that bra is not gonna work
not
for you.
Not doing nothing,
mama.
Like it's,
nothing.
Yes, it's not doing
these
nothing.
Niggas be pulling the little drawstring. Like, look, before and after. Like, nothing changed. Your shit's still big and still the same. Nothing is different.
It's still low.
That bra, let me give y'all ladies
together.
A public service announcement right now. That bra is for the itty bitty committee.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you get you something. If you got double
D's, and lower.
That shit is not
D's
going
and lower.
To work.
I say D's.
Get them out of here. I be wanting to block y'all, and I'm not even following y'all. Nah, Miss Judy, what you got?
I said this already, and I'm going to say it again. People that hit you on more than one social media text or something within the 5 minutes of speaking to them.
Listen,
like,
life is too short.
You one of them. Stay all in one spot.
Life is too short. Sometimes you gotta get it out.
Somebody
Yo,
knew
what's
has
crazy
been doing it. Like, one of my, you know, normal friends, she just started doing it, too. Like, and so it was just like, now I got to do this with this nigga, this with her. It's like too many people hitting me on all these different sites and messages. And it's the same person with different attitudes. It's like, y'all, in one section and one fucking app, y'all tight about this girl and what she got on. And the next app, y'all laughing at this one. And the next app, we talking about beating up.
Miss Judy, I'm sorry. Miss Judy?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Did you say one of your normal friends?
Yeah.
I'm interested to know. Yeah, I'm interested to know what that part was about. What does that mean exactly? Yeah, she's a no.
I meant to say, like, one of my everyday friends, like somebody I speak to every day.
All right, yeah.
I was still there for a second. I was just like,
because she got the crazy ones and then she got the normal ones.
Oh, yeah, I got the crazy ones. I got crazy ones, though, too, so it don't even matter. I might be one of the crazy ones. But
was crazy, like you, for some reason, who, like you, for instance, I should say, where you send me like 50 things at one time. I can't respond to everything, so I'm going to go over here to Messenger. I'm going to meet you over here, and I'm going to comment on something else over there.
I'll be at work.
Yo, I check my notifications. It just be like 50 things. I'll be like, damn, I can't catch up to this.
It'd be so good, though. And then you wind up sending me the same thing that I just sent you. I'll be like, I just sent you that.
Should be like 20 posts up when you scrolling.
I'll be at work. That's when I'm on break. Back to back to
back. All right, let's wrap this thing on up. Get ready to get up out of here. Last call for alcohol. I'm going to check if we got any more responses for the question of the day real fast. Did you guys get any responses?
I did. Somebody said. Someone said, hell no, F Trump. And someone else. Hold on. From what I see, there's not a lot of support for CNN on this one. But you do have those people that do believe that CNN was right. Somebody said, no, I don't believe it was right. And then someone else said, yep, I mean, it's F Trump all day, but shit was childish. Had that been a pick of Obama, I would have started a revolution for execution. Hashtag, there are better ways to say F Trump.
Heard,
I'm not mad at that response. I'm not mad at that.
Heard.
Like I said, if it was the other way around, you get what I'm saying? So,
if it was the other way around, the person wouldn't have got fired.
Well, you don't know. You don't know that to be the case because I think we kind of saw that with Obama. I think certain things were handled a little more delicately and different because of the type of man that he was. With Trump, I feel like people might assume that because he's in a lot of people's eyes, they could consider him an asshole. They would feel like something like that could be justifiable, which is why she took the picture in the first place. But I don't think someone could ever got to the point where they would feel like taking a picture with Obama's head like that would be justifiable at all. So for someone to even take it to that level, I think they would be harshly reprimanded. But
what about when the guy put up a fake Obama and burnt it, set it on fire, had it hung.
Right.
And set it on fire.
I mean, but that's not...
Does that fall in the same... Because I think so.
Yeah, I think it could fall in the same, but
yeah,
I don't
but
know
they
what
have nothing to really
was.
take away from him.
But the thing, too, is that I don't know if he lost his job behind that one. And two,
okay.
he didn't do that on CNN.
Right.
I mean, he didn't do that as a personality
yeah, a
on
CNN.
CNN. Excuse me.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is why it's getting the media coverage it's getting. I think people have done way worse to Trump than what she did. But like I just said, in the public eye, it's a totally different story. And I appreciate the fact that they can hold people to that standard on that platform because nowadays people have this idea that if you could reach a lot of people, you're just a journalist or you got all the power in the world, and a lot of people it is the truth. So this kind of makes people make people think about the actions that they choose. So I don't mind it, like I said. Oh, sorry. I wanna speak about one thing. There's a guy.
What's that?
Who I forget his name. Did y'all hear about this whole LeBron James house vandalism thing?
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't hear.
Somebody spray painted the N-word on LeBron James's gate, I believe.
Gate,
his house.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And that wasn't even the crazy thing. That's not why I even bring this situation up. But I will
I know what you're gonna say
for a little bit. I do believe that the guy who what LeBron's response to it wasn't bad. I don't think he gave a bad. I appreciated the fact that he linked what happened to him to
the overall movement and everything that's going on in America right now. I felt like he did a great job.
Oh, I did hear about it.
And not making it about him and not brushing it off as a small issue, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Then this guy, Jason Whitlock, says that racism is not an issue for LeBron James. And LeBron James is pretty much full of – he pretty much said LeBron James is full of shit for saying that being any – no matter what your status is, being black in America is tough, right? He's saying that that's BS. He doesn't have it hard. He has an easy life and all this type of shit. Now
– yeah, he's dumb.
I feel like it's crazy to even think that there are people who would even – have anything to say about how LeBron James responded or spoke about, made the correlation to Emmett Till's situation. And the point that I think he missed in that is not LeBron wasn't saying that he feels like Emmett Till. He was treated the same way Emmett Till was treated. He's saying that he made a statement about Emmett Till's mother. He didn't say Emmett Till. He said it reminds him of Emmett Till's mother and the reason why she left his casket open during the funeral to show people that this is what happened. I think what LeBron was saying was that the reason that he didn't hide this or not respond about it is because he wanted to go public and let people know that this is what happened to him, as opposed to not saying anything at all and keeping it swept under the rug and making people feel like this is not a big issue. He wanted to bring light to it.
Or like it doesn't happen to people of his, celebrities.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
So I feel like it was a very noble thing that he did. But then you have this guy who, for whatever reason, felt like he needed to speak against LeBron for saying this. That's like
he's an
idiot, and he was just trying to. He probably just want to be that guy. And I don't know what network was that. Is that ESPN?
I don't.
What network was he on?
It might have been.
He probably
I heard it
just,
too. I forgot.
Well, SportsCenter is ESPN, right? That's a show. SportsCenter is the show. ESPN is the network, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I can't remember what it was, but.
But anyway, he's probably just want to be that donkey for the network.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, he made it.
He did get donkey in the day. He did get donkey today too. But yeah, that was horrible that people could even justify any type of. And let me, and I'll say this because I think he probably follows the same kind of ideology that I met someone else who follows, who says that racism, black people in America can't be racist because to be racist, you have to be able to deny someone of opportunities or prevent somebody from advancing in life or something like that, right? That's not true. Right, racism is not an action that you're doing against somebody. Racism is an idea, right? There are ways to manifest that racism in reality, but it doesn't mean that somebody can treat people a certain way and not be a racist. You don't have, just because somebody treats black people great and acts like they like black people doesn't mean they can't be a racist. That's why they call them closet racists. So for that, it should let you know that racism goes beyond action. Because you can allow certain people to do certain things and still be a racist. The guy who had the NBA team, who was speaking to the young lady on the phone and all that stuff, the older guy who got fired or something like that. But, he was talking to the girl and he said he didn't want her bringing black guys to the games and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
But he employed a lot of black people, but he could still be a racist, So everybody has their different agenda as to why they do it. But I think that he probably feels that because the government or whatever the powers that be can't take anything from LeBron, or he doesn't see a way that they could take anything or deny him an opportunity, that he doesn't have to deal with the effects of racism. But like I said, that's bullshit, because racism is not what somebody in a higher position does to you. It's about how they feel about you.
Yeah.
And I think that's the point that he missed, and he was trying to defend that, which I think is bullshit. So, yeah, that was crazy to me. That blew mine.
Facts.
That's crazy. Yeah. You finally was mad about CNN.
I knew it was coming.
One more response. Alasia B. said,
Was CNN right to fire Kathy Griffin over the Trump photo? No, no, no. LOL, I know I'm early, but no. No, they was not right. So, yeah.
Yo, I want to say this. I want to say this. Photos are a hell of a thing. I just want to say that. Yo, photos can have you fucked up. You hear me? I'm looking at this girl's photos right now, and I know for a fact this bitch got a lazy, crazy eye. And there's not one of these pictures. None of these pictures. Okay, stay.
Yeah,
she mastered it. She know how to find the right angle.
That bitch is just looking to the side and looking to the side and bitch, damn, look at me. I'm looking to the side. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me face to face. Turn around. Look at me.
I am the captain.
I need to see. Yo. Photos. I'll be tricking y'all too. So look out for that.
No good. So
yo,
I know,
you pull up to the
I
date.
Know.
It's the first day. You like, wait, hold on. Go back to the page. Like, nah. Where's this girl at?
Yo, who that is?
Patty Songberg on our Instagram said, "Just saying, how many? Nope." She said, "Nope." Sad. Just saying, how many times was Barack Obama disrespected with nooses around his neck, threats about wanting to kill him? Nobody really held accountable for that. With the thinking emoji, like, true.
But this is not, like I said, if somebody from CNN was doing something like this, or somebody on a major, a celebrity did
you
something
had
to
some
Obama like that,
ooh,
I never heard of,
disrespecting
Obama. Celebrity.
Wasn't a vote, wasn't
celebrity.
A news, but yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about anybody could take disrespect in any, some people could, any people could take anything as disrespect. Like, you can take anything as disrespect, so it depends on the person. But, like
right.
I said, I don't know of anybody who's a celebrity that did anything where they got an image of themselves doing something disrespectful to Obama at all. I never heard of that. So until we could, until I seen that, then I could understand the argument. But I'm just saying, if I'm a defend a president that I feel a way about, then I feel like that same courtesy should be granted to every other president, even if I feel a way about them. It's not saying that she's expressing her opinion. It's just the image that she put out there that I feel is wrong. And you got to understand that these are networks all under the American government. This is not a network outside of the law, or, you know, or they don't have to adhere to whatever the. These are networks able to be networks on TV because of the government. So their first priority is to him. You know what I'm saying? So for you to disrespect him, and even as much as we want to joke about it and make it seem like, you know, people have the freedom to say whatever they want, but to an extent that's true. You got to deal with the consequences of it. But when you're putting out images, that's something totally different. That goes beyond free speech.
Yeah. Well,
I don't care. I'm not going to say I don't care, but I'm just saying I'm not trying to defend Trump here. I'm just saying right is right, wrong is wrong. Whether it was Trump and Kathy Griffin, I just feel like if you're a representative in that way, celebrity, you shouldn't be disrespecting the person who is the president of the place that you live in. A lot
right.
of people,
Kathy's
other places,
feeling
people
like
people get killed for that. You couldn't even get that far.
Kathy's feeling like they're trying to ruin her, like completely have her with no career following this. I'm team Kathy on this, and I hope that she prevails from this. And so what? She lost that one New Year's Eve gig. Wow. Like, I hope she still continues, you know, to do her thing, do her her stand-up thing or whatever, and she still should be good, like, at the end of the day. Hopefully.
Yeah, much, you know. Hopefully everything works out for us.
Yeah. Let's get ready to get up out of here, though. Like
yeah,
us on Facebook, facebook.com/HollywoodandFriendsRadio. Hit us up on the email, HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Miss Judy, where can they find you?
Don't.
She said don't.
You can find everyone. Y'all can find Miss Judy at Venor Music. That's VenorMusic on everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that type of stuff. VenorMusic, Miss Judy. And Hollywood, where can you find you?
At I Am Hollywood everywhere, and at I Am Hollywood NY on Snapchat. Also, the 20th, my monthly happy hour at Karma Lounge in New York City. There, after work, find me there.
Change it to after work Fridays.
Right. And at Hampton Blue and at Hampton Blue Network. No, E on the Blue. It's June. What the fuck?
I know it's about
this
to be
month,
hot.
This year
so
is
we
almost
out,
over.
So.
It's crazy. Let's get out of here. See ya. Deuces.
We out.
Thanks.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah. From the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my butt right here. Hallelujah.